Proclamation number 5920, dated the April 1st, 1954. God's love can also be found in suffering. Whichever way your earthly lifts will shape themselves, you must never doubt my love and care for you, which only ever intends what is best for you. Yet only I know what serves you best, but I also know what dangers are threatening you and how they can be averted. If you were able to judge my love for each one of you earthly children, you would truly feel reassured and live your earthly life without worry, for then you would trust your heavenly Father to arrange everything so that it will be bearable for you, and you would never be without help, if you just turn to Him. The strength of my love would truly explain your earthly destiny to you, since it only wants what is best and most beneficial for you, and not to burden you with pointless sorrow and adversity, which weigh you down and make you doubt me. You should only believe my words and weigh quietly, that is, humbly entrust yourselves to me, and my help will not fail to materialize. And you will also achieve progress for your soul, which you would hardly gain without suffering. As yet I still ask for the individual person's love and will, as yet people have not completely decided for me, as yet my adversary is also making an effort to gain your souls, and there is a considerable risk that he will be victorious. And for that reason I often make it impossible for people to follow him impulsively. I first motivate them to consider what he has to offer and what he is asking in return. I draw the person's attention onto himself in order to distract him from what the adversary alluringly presents to him. I send illness and adversity, sorrow and suffering, for these will then only be a blessing for the human being, even if he doesn't recognize it himself. But I love him and don't want to lose him to the one who is devoid of all love, who only gives you elusive possessions, who wants to deceive you and plans to corrupt you. His only true objective is to keep you distant from me, because he is without love. But you humans don't know him and allow yourselves to be deceived by him when he entices you with earthly possessions but demands your soul in return. Romans 1:2, want to shower you with possessions, but they are everlasting and you don't recognize their worth. But a good father will not give something harmful to his child, even if the child eyes it greedily. Instead, he will stop the child if it asks for it despite the warning. And thus Romans 1:2, often have to stop you if you endanger your lifts through misguided intentions. If your goal is threatening to become any other one but striving towards me. For I love you and want to possess you, and therefore I will do whatever it takes in order not to lose you. Amen.